Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Last time on The Laundry Hour, we did a huge pivot. If you are new at all to The Laundry Hour, welcome. I am so happy to have you. If you have been with us for a while, you know that I am good at pivots. So let me tell you what I mean by pivot. 2018 has almost come and gone, but I am a big fan of one-word resolutions. I think they are helpful for me to focus, to actually remember, and try to get back on it if I, you know, fall off it. So my word for 2018 is faithfulness, which is kind of where The Laundry Hour was birthed out of. And I realized that one of the topics that I was pursuing to be faithful in became bigger than all the rest. So I have created a great foundation for making my home, and I love that. I truly do dream about grocery shopping. But there are things, more important things, not to say that that is not important, because it is totally my job and that is one way that I can love my family. But I want to spend more time thinking about how I can love the Lord and love others. So my new schedule for this year, the rest of the year, goes like this. Monday, I want to focus on prayer. Tuesdays, I want to focus on memorizing scripture. Wednesdays, I want to focus on studying the Bible. Thursdays, I want to focus on dating my husband. Fridays are using my gifts to serve the church, and Saturdays are about ways to love others. So let me give you kind of an insight to how this works for me. I work really well with schedules and plans and intentional things. So these days could look like learning a memory verse or spending time studying scripture or praying. And yes, all of those things are true. But I also, you know, study prayer. Like, what does it mean to pray? Why do we pray? What do I pray for? And if I'm studying the Bible, there's a audiobook that I'm listening to called Misreading Scripture Through Western Eyes. Wow. Studying the Bible isn't just about studying it, but knowing that sometimes I can misread it and misstudy it. So what are the ways that I am prone to doing that as a Westerner, as a non-Hebrew that doesn't deeply understand the context of the stories? How do I actually and truly study, understanding my perceptions and my culture, and figuring out how to lay that aside when studying the Bible? So those are just some thoughts of how I go about focusing on those things. And I just kind of wanted to share a little bit about three things that I've learned so far. This has been week two, so I'm not finished at all, but I think there are a few things that I've learned that I want to share. So the first thing is about prayer. I am sometimes an intentional prayer, and sometimes I am a pray in the moment. I think both of them are good and necessary and need to be a part of our daily life with the Lord, because prayer is our way to communicate with Him. It's our way to speak to Him, but also our way to hear from Him. So it is not only necessary, but it's a privilege. I was listening to a podcast on it, and they were like, Jesus died on the cross so that you could pray. Obviously, so that we could have a relationship with Him. And prayer is a part of a relationship. We know, as women, we want to talk to our husbands, right? Because that's a part of relationship, relating to each other, getting to know each other, spending time. The same is true for us and God. As we spend time talking to each other, I learn from Him. He learns from me. He learns where I am, my heart. And so what I wanted to do is, when my girls are napping, I wanted to say, okay, not gonna say 3 hours or anything, because that's just not realistic in my life right now, but I can do 15 minutes while they're napping, and I can pray. I can do this. I want to be intentional. There are things that I want to commit to the Lord. I want to ask for His wisdom on and seek Him on daily, like my family and my friends and our jobs, our home, our cars. I know that sounds silly. Why are you praying for your car? Obviously, so it continues running, but also like where I go in my car and when we need a minivan, how do we walk through that door and where do we get it? All those things. Our finances, a home, the people that we work with, a few things that I can think off the top of my head. So that is something that I have started doing. We just finished kind of going through a home search process. We're excited to get a home, obviously, but we also want to wait until it's the Lord's will. And through that process, we learn that God says, I hear you when you pray. Like, I need you to pray in some sense. Like, God has made it so that our prayers are necessary for things to happen in the world. Like, our faith is required for Him to move. I know that sounds crazy, but in His authority, He has made it so that our faith is necessary. Our prayers are necessary. And so if that is true, based on His word, I want to make sure I'm intentionally praying about some things and not leaving them up to chance. And more so, not leaving them up to my work. Because as if you are new, one of the real fears that I have is that if I am perfect as a mom, my children will grow up perfect. And therefore, if I am not perfect, they will not be perfect, and their imperfection will reflect me. And that's not necessarily true. And my perfection, their perfection will not reflect me either. And I need to hold hand in hand my responsibility to nurture and train them, but also my privilege in trusting the Lord to do things. So my attempt to intentionally pray over my daughters, as one thing I'm praying for, is my way of saying, Lord, I trust you with their upbringing. I trust you with who they are and who they become. And if I am responsible for them, I need to go to the one who made them and tell me how do I parent them. So that's prayer. And two for me is using my gifts to serve the church. So I have a theater degree, two of them technically, and I think I'm an encourager, and I like scripture, and I like talking to people about it, which kind of makes sense if you're listening to this podcast. It kind of sounds like me, right? But I'm like, okay, how do I serve God's people with my gifts? Because that's why we have them, right? That is truly why God gave us gifts, to love and serve the church, to build them up, to make them grow in maturity in Christ. That's what they're for. So I want to do that. And I don't know if you have watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but there is a new documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor, and you need to get it from the Red Box tonight and watch it. I think it is perfect for Christians. I think it's perfect for parents. I think it's perfect for artists, for everyone. Honestly, it needs to be watched. And while we watched it this weekend, I think we watched it on my birthday, actually, I was just like, man, I think I'm supposed to start a children's theater. And it's funny because looking at my skill set, I think I'm built for it. I truly think I'm built for it. But at the same time, I look at my heart and my heart is like, not on board, man. My heart thinks that, and I'm gonna just be honest, my heart thinks that I should be working with adults because that is, quote, real work, end quote. Why is it that I think that? And it makes me really upset when I know that parenting is noble work. Guess what? Children's theater, therefore, is also noble work. It doesn't need to be like Mr. Rogers would say, like, kids don't need you to dress up like a clown. Like, you can be normal talking to them. Like, he was so normal. He was so kind and real. Why do I have this weird perception of, I don't know, I'm going to get off that tangent. The point of the story is, I feel like I'm supposed to start a children's theater. I have singing, dancing, and acting in my background. I want to homeschool. I have written plays before. We have a stage in our apartment. My little girls have already shown interest in music, and they're learning through song. It just seems right. It seems like, even if it is just for the season that I'm in right now, like, it sounds like what the Lord is calling me to do. And so I am, that is one thing that I'm praying about and through, but it's also something that I'm like, okay, if this is from you, Lord, this is something I need to pursue. I know that I've been called to start a theater company. I know that I want to use it to share the gospel. And right now, even if I am going to talk to the moms, guess what? The kids are going to be there, you know? And figuring out that, in some ways, this is going to sound weird, but that the kids are the venue to the moms. But that I'm loving both. So, still mulling that over, but something I'm learning. And three, dating my husband. So, him and I have talked about that prior in so many different ways, and like making sure that I, you know, am still desiring to be physically appealing or pleasing to him, but also like just making him feel like I desire him, that I trust him, but also me wanting to make sure that I am intentional about us having alone time. Like, my husband and I are talkers and we enjoy talking, and so we don't have an issue in that regard. Maybe when our kids get older we may, I don't know, but right now that's not our problem. But I do at the same time want to intentionally pursue him so that it never becomes our problem. So right now, I'm asking a lot of my married friends for date ideas. I would love to think of 100 of them and intentionally plan at least one date a month. I can commit to one, just like I can commit to 15 minutes. And as that becomes natural, then I will increase it. Or I'll just want to increase it. Whatever will happen. But if you have some date ideas that you would like to share with me, I would love to hear them. If you can email me, I'm going to say it, but I'm also going to write it in the show notes. And my email is jamiemorganwilliams@gmail.com. So if you want to email me, do it, because I would love to hear some of your date ideas. And I know I'm excited too. And hopefully this will be exciting for you to also date your husband. Can I pray over you? Father, you're great. Great is not even big enough to describe how great you are. Thank you for the time that we have been able to have together to talk, to think about prayer and how it's a privilege, but also that it's necessary for things to happen. Lord, about how our gifts are to serve the church, serve your people, to grow them. If we don't know what our gifts are, let us know. Make that clear. And show us how you have been preparing us for such a time as this, right now, right where we are, in our motherhood, in our wifehood, as stay-at-home moms, we can still use our gifts to serve the church. Help our hearts to let go of the thoughts that we had about our gifts and our purpose and our vision and our dream for how our life would look, and remind us that whatever you've called us to is noble and worthy. Beautiful. And Lord, thank you so much for our sweet husbands that work and provide for us and protect us. Help us to respect them and submit to them and love them. Help us to learn them and date them and desire them. Help us to follow them and trust them and know them. God, you are the first, biggest, best creator. Wonderfully enough, that is the first way that you have revealed yourself to us. So, as a creator, can you give us at least 100 ideas of how we can date our husband? Some that are free and simple, where we don't need a babysitter, to the extreme of we gotta plan for it, budget for it, and enjoy deeply the small and the big. We're excited to make them feel wanted, considered, thought about. Thank you for how they have pursued us, how you have pursued us, and how we can pursue them and everything that you've called us to do and be. We want to be faithful to you. You have done so much for us. It's the least that we can do to lay our lives down for you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you got a habit, please write a review and email me your date ideas. And if you want more, tune in next week because I might have 3 more things that I'm learning. But until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. Love you.